Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Hero. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 18, Episode 3 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, so Chrissy, you said, are we taking bets on who cheats and who swaps? We did last week, and if we have time, at the end of today's episode, we'll go ahead and we'll do it again just to see if anything's changed. Not at all the couples are married, right? And speaking of all the couples being married, the last one to walk down the aisle and make it happen, Michelle and David. David walks down and introduces himself to Michelle's parents. You like this?
I did. I thought it was great which again, nerves, right? Mm-hmm. I think anybody would try to take control of that. But he's out there, he's being friendly, trying to introduce himself to folks. And then once she comes down the aisle, he does the same. Mm-hmm. To the folks that walk down the aisle, just, hey, thank you. Mm-hmm. I have not seen anybody do that before.
Right. And you're right. It is nervous energy, but we'll find out later that it's also something else. That brother was excited. Or is it that
he was?
Just checking to make sure. Look, he meets Michelle, and then he gets introduced in the introduction of her to her three babies, and that almost had him turn around and run away.
Yeah, but like I knew, I thought this is cute because it's going to be her pets, I'm sure, which that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure his family had to be like, wait a minute, what? Cat?
You know, that is very, very true too. Queen Empress says, I love that. He shows he has manners. Well, you know, he's been around his parents all this time.
You stay at your mama's house.
Mama making sure he got manners. Yeah. Don't you walk out this house and embarrass me. Speaking of mama, David's mama, did you notice that David's dad rolled his eyes when they said David is a mama's boy? I'm only the only person that saw this.
I didn't see that because I was looking at Michelle's face because she kind of had that, oh, but I'm thinking to myself, what woman in their late 30s wants a mama's boy? Mm-hmm. Any ladies in the chat, if you were single in your late 30s, would you date somebody that is a self-proclaimed as well as publicly proclaimed mama's boy? I'm curious.
Now, I mean, what's wrong with being a mama's boy? I mean, when you say mama's boy, what do you mean?
I mean, David. That's what I mean. A mama's boy like that, 35, living at home in the basement.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I ask that because I would consider myself a mama's boy. It was me and my mama until my siblings came along. So I was a mama's boy, right?
Yeah, but you weren't 35 living at home.
Yeah, true.
When that happened. So
I wasn't even 25 living at home.
Yeah. So
once I moved out, I was like, I'll come back and visit, but I ain't moving back in.
Yeah.
AJ says, I live 100 miles away from my mother-in-law for a reason. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing that we noticed. David is smitten, right?
Yeah.
I guess here's the one thing I got to ask about this. At the altar, he didn't even wait. He didn't even ask. He just went in for the kiss.
Yeah.
Everybody else has asked, may I? And all the manners he showed, he just went, come here, my beautiful blonde queen. Give me that kiss.
That blonde hair and blue eyes just sucked him in. He just couldn't. He just couldn't resist.
Apparently he couldn't because, like AJ says, David's requirements were few. Happy Gardner says he saw blonde hair and was like all hard eyes in love. it's interesting because that's the thing that he noticed almost immediately and was really smitten with, right? He's smitten with her because he's like, as soon as I saw the blonde hair, I knew it. Mm-hmm. This is it. I'm like, you didn't even see her face yet.
Yeah, but he didn't need to. He saw the eyes and the hair. He's all in.
So, okay. We've seen some people with blonde hair that, you know, of all shades that are not, sorry, I'm leaving it alone. Now, neither one of them, we find out as they're sitting down talking, neither one of them drinks at home, which is good. But then David admits to one of his vices.
Yeah, he's just putting it out there. Hey, so I do smoke socially. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, like her face was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, that's something I could, you know, I could stop doing. She goes, well, you should stop for your health. Like, not just because of the marriage, for your health, you should stop. And then he was like, okay, you didn't get mad about that? Well, let me raise it up a notch. I live at home with my parents. And those two things right there is, I think, what got in Michelle's head, where she was just like, what happened here?
The last thing you want to see the first time you meet a woman that you find as attractive as David finds Michelle is the look on her face when he said he smokes, and the look on his face when he lives at home, because they were two very different looks, but very much saying the same thing. Gross.
Yeah, because they were at the club or at a bar. She'd be like, oh, hey, this is not going to work out. Thanks, nice to meet you. And she would be done. Well, she's married now.
By the way, Keon says, they said you can kiss your bride. Permission given. Yes, but every other gentleman at the altar meeting this stranger says, may I?
Yeah, but Keon, it wasn't the bride's permission given. That's the person that's officiating says you may kiss the bride. She still needs to say, yes, it's okay to kiss me. I think. You just don't be like, hey, he said this is good. Get over here. Ah.
Get over here.
Yeah. They said, I can kiss the bride.
You woman, still, me man.
I think, me, woman. I do think in this situation where you're marrying a stranger, you should always ask. Say, hey, is it okay?
Yeah.
Can we kiss you? I think that'd be the nice thing.
Yeah, this ain't the 90s anymore. You got to ask for permission. look, it's at the reception, you can clearly see Michelle is not as into David as he is with her, right? And you can even tell us when they meet the friends and family. What did you take away from these meetings? Anything?
So Michelle goes straight to the mom asking about David smoking and living at the house. She's just trying to understand, like, why does he live at the house? And I think the mom did a good job to make it seem like David can move whenever he wants. I think he just stays because of us. And there's just stuff he helps us out around the house. I think David talking to her friends, Michelle seems like an adult. David seems like a college guy talking to a bunch of sorority girls. You know, he just the way he talks.
Okay, I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, what is it? Something's just off. He seems too comfortable. He seems too... Is he acting like a 6-year-old who just had a ton of candy on Halloween night and he just can't sit? What is it? And you just put your finger on it. Something that was pointed out too was from Robin's rantings, raves, and observations says David and his mom had different stories about why he lives at home. Did you notice that?
Well, he said, it is different because he said that he was just there temporarily because he's trying to sold his house, figure I might as well just wait. She's making it sound like that he's just there helping us out, but he could leave whenever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he wants to.
Mimi says that mama was lying. Watch out, Michelle. No, stop it. Let me explain. Hold up now. Mama is the best wingman on this damn show. Let me explain something to you real quick. Mama was saying whatever it took to make sure David got with his blonde queen that he wanted. Hey, Dina says David seems like the guy who decides to go to college in his 30s. Yes. That's Will Ferrell all over again.
Yeah.
That is a great point. That is a great point. And Michelle gets back with her bridesmaids, and she knows that David he is so into me, yet I'm hesitant. And it's because I'm fixated on this one little big cohabitation thing.
Yeah, the living at home. I called that, and that was going to be a big deal. She left a small town on her own, and she's taking care of herself. To date a man younger than her that still lives with his mama is not what she is looking forward to. And I like how her friends realize, hey, she needs to get together, and she's like, his family's looking. They're like, you need to go to the bathroom? And they just did that quick, all right, everybody huddle. Yeah. Walk slowly. Cover. We're going to scooch on to the bathroom. Let's act like we're dancing. Act like we're dancing. And we're going to the bathroom.
Yo, her girls were down, and they protected her in that moment. We can't let the family see you like this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Kudos. I respect that.
They had his back. Or had her back, sorry.
Yeah, they definitely had her back in that one. Well, he's still oblivious. He's looking for her. She returns to reception, and she still doesn't say anything to him, right? Because she says, oh, I'm going to have to say something. And she doesn't. But did you notice her girls were right there, just waiting, just waiting to pounce if they needed to. If anything, we need to be there to catch her if this happens.
Yeah, and how did David not realize, like, hey, there's something wrong? Because her girls all standing there watching you.
Yeah.
After they all came out the bathroom, that's never a good sign.
So, finishing up with them, they get back to the room, and he's, again, in this comfort zone, laid back, just chilling on the couch, armpit. Did you know he's been sweating all day, all up in her face like this? I'm like, yo, what are you doing? But he's comfortable. She's fine. Oblivious, unable to read the room. And I like how Michelle waited until this moment to address what was bothering her and say, hey, look, let me explain something to you. I'm having a hard time getting over this. Which he wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's like, look, you're going to love it there. My mom's my mom's pozole is amazing. She makes great. Oh, we're going to have a good time. Our families come over. You're going to love it.
Did you notice that David asked permission? He didn't ask permission to kiss her at the altar, but he asked permission to share the bed after that conversation happened.
Because I can tell that he can tell. Well, I think he's realizing now she's not feeling him.
Right.
So it's better to ask, or do you need me to stay in a separate room? Because he can tell that this whole thing, mm-hmm. the whole process is bothering her. And really, it boils down to, I don't think it's the process. It's the fact that he lives at home.
Right.
With his mom.
Right. We also see that they were the only couple that had about 4 feet of space in this twin size bed between them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was slightly bigger than twin size, probably queen, right? But yeah, they still had a lot of space between them. Correction here. Thank you.
Yep. My bad. That just popped in my head because some of my team were talking about pozole. So my fault.
And I'm assuming your team, you can't confuse them. Start a war here.
No.
Your best boxing match is left between those two guys.
That's not what I meant.
I'm just saying. By the way, before we move on from Michelle and David, NWX says, I think he hasn't dropped the fact that his ex's name is tattooed on his chest yet. Did I miss that?
I must have missed that. I didn't know that.
Wow. Now, Zoe always says, David's man bun. Another YouTuber called them Ponytail and Michelle. Y'all forgetting. When it came out in the beginning, her friend said, I guarantee you he's going to have a man bun and tattoos. And what did David have? A man bun and tattoos. A smoking habit and a basement to live in. That's not the part they expected.
Yeah. Everything you need.
Yeah. I don't think the man bun's the problem in this one. Next up, the spicy couple, Carla and Juan.
Yeah. Picture-wise, they look good together. But I'm just waiting for Juan to lose interest and realize how different Carla is.
Well, here's how different she is, right? Because the thing is, her parents aren't there, but Juan is very understanding about that. But as they're taking group pics, I think it all makes sense to me when she did this. Because remember at the altar, she said to him, are you in love? As soon as he walked up, he's like, what the hell?
Mm.
Well, they're getting ready to take the group picture. And after she's very fluent in Spanish, talking to everybody back and forth and everything. And then she goes, I'm already in love. Red flag, orange flag, or yellow flag?
Well, flag. For me, it's a red flag. But for Carla, it makes sense because the energy that the universe is putting into her spirit body to make her feel this way and all that, that's what it is, you know? Yeah. So for her, it's love.
Yeah. Well, like Robin says, she's on another planet. Correction. She exists in another galaxy. Yeah. I mean, to be quite honest, she's just in another plane, right? Another plane of existence. Juan and her are very different in many ways. He's very routine. She's the exact opposite. he's, you know, developed an app that isn't making any money yet. And she's like, oh, that's cool. You know,
would you want that app? I don't want an app where I'm going to interact and network with people at the airport. No, leave me alone when I'm at the airport.
Don't talk to me.
I want to talk to you.
The only time I want to talk to you is when I'm sitting in the window seat. I'm like, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom. Move.
Or, hey, can you close that window? The sun is hitting me right in the eyes.
Well, I'm the one at the window, so it doesn't matter. Just don't try to lean over and peek out the window when I do roll it up.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that. But, you know, it's they get to meet not just friends, because Juan meets her sister and her brother-in-law, right? He meets Carla's sister and Carla's brother-in-law. And Carla meets Juan's brothers.
Yeah.
Anything pop out of that for you?
Yeah, a lot popped out for me on this, because I think her brothers are realizing that she's kind of out there, right? And there's his brothers are realizing that, because, you know, she's in that, you know, we're all light beings and we come to Earth to learn and all that stuff. When they're talking to her about, you know, plans and whatever, she feels like it's a good thing that she has no plan. She goes with the flow and everything just works out for her.
Yeah.
When you do that. And I said, you know, I thought about when she said that, I'm like, that's only something that attractive people can say.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you're an attractive man or attractive woman, only you can say, you know what? I just go with the flow and things work out.
She's not that damn attractive. Let's be real.
To you, but to other people, she could be really attractive.
Anyone?
But I'm just saying that
anyone?
A lot of only attractive people
three
can make a comment
that.
Like that. I don't have to worry about money. Money
three
doesn't mean anything
chat.
To me.
You tell me.
Well, I think we all agree that Carla's attractive until she starts talking all this universe and light being stuff. That's when it gets weird.
By the way, Dina says Juan needs to create this one, an app that finds cheap cocktails at the airport.
Well, good luck on that.
Even Starbucks went up on their airport like, prices. Starbucks used to be the only store that had the same price down the street and in the airport. And they were like, oh, hell no. By the way, Robin says, until she starts talking to you, tell. And but Queen Empress 21 says, Yanni, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, teach their own.
Now, they get in the room, and after they get ready for bed, you know, first of all, producers say, slick. You know what they did, right? They show her in her nightie outfit. Then they show Juan ripping up, showing off the six pack. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, so, all right, this is the couple, right? Then she says, are you going to play the guitar for me? And you went, oh, this is how he doesn't get any. Because that song started off rocky. I'm like, he just made her go put on a nightgown. She had on lingerie. She was going to put on a robe.
Put on a big robe. Put her hair up in rollers. Keep playing. I'm good.
Jesus, what was that?
Put a little mask on and everything. Keep playing. I'm listening.
What was that when he started? That was terrible.
Hey, you know, it's a freestyle.
No, when he freestyled, it got better. That's when he sprinkled a little soul in there and it was all good.
Well, she was bouncing on this. She liked it. So that's all that matters. She enjoyed it.
By the way, my name is Stacy. Says she looks like Amy Winehouse. You know what? I see it. And here's the other thing. Chocolate Sooner said, Nikki B, I could see Juan getting nightgowned. It felt like that because here's the thing that Carla says. You know, usually I sleep naked and Juan goes, ha ha, me too. And she goes, well, you can sleep naked. Nightgown.
Mm.
These two, we expect that instant chemistry, right? And we've kind of seen it a little bit.
I guess. Like, she's ready for him to let his light being out. So she could.
Hey, Dina put this together perfectly. Amy Winehouse and Eva Mendez.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Good one. That is actually, you know what? Yeah, that's a good one. Next couple up. This couple, I was kind of, I'm kind of hopeful for them, right? Madison and Allen, because here's what made me hopeful for them, especially this episode. Madison says Allen is not who she typically goes after, but she can see why the experts match them.
Yeah, what was interesting is what she typically goes after. Her usual type is someone groomed up a little Metro with an athletic body.
Nothing specific, huh?
Yeah.
Just like women do this all the time. Oh, I don't really have a type, just 6'5", 210, you know, six pack.
Needs to make six figures, has his own house, 3,300 square feet, four bedroom, two and a half bath with a two car garage. But other than that, I'm open.
Hung like a horse, runs like a marathoner. Like, ladies, how many? And then a man just says, well, I want her to be within, I could pick her up. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? You're so picky.
Yeah. I still have hope. I think they look good together. So I'm glad that it seems like she's embracing the process, mm-hmm. and saying that even though he's not her usual type, she likes what she sees. So I think that's a win.
That's a win. Here's what's a win for her. When she meets his friends, when Madison meets Alan's friends, what does she do? She tells them the things that she's feeling about him. And they're like, yeah, that's him. That's Alan.
Yeah.
So it's good that she's getting that good of a read on him, right?
I think so. I mean, they're being honest. Like, yep, what you're seeing is what you get. That's who Alan is. And I think his friends did a good job. Because sometimes we've seen friends mess it up for the groom. I thought his friends did a great job.
By the way, with your list there, Terrell Ellis the Great says, you forgot the good teeth and no kids. Interesting thing about that, no kids. It all depends, because once you get to about 30 and you say you have no kids, women start to look at you a little sideways, like, what's wrong with you? And Terrell knows that, and I know that, because that was the case for a while. And it was just like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? Come on, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right. The thing I noticed with Madison, especially when she was sitting with Alan's friends, is that she is, how shall I say this, very secure in her looks. Because she's like, you know, because the guys still date me before, you know, because they date me because I'm gorgeous. You know, and I mean, I haven't always been this beautiful. You know, like, really?
That's so funny. But you got to do it with the voice. You know, I wasn't always like this, but then I did some work on myself, and now I'm gorgeous, and everybody wants to hook up with me. What do I do about that? But I want someone to like me for what's on the inside, not just all this goodness on the outside. Look up here. Also look here.
And the inside here, not...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. To be fair, I kid her on that, because I like the fact that she's like, look, I want somebody that I'm attracted to, that's attracted to me, but I want it to be more than just looks.
Yeah. So,
which, let's be fair, that's everybody.
Yeah.
So she's not saying anything profound, right? Meanwhile, Alan's over there, and Madison's friends almost try to start the grilling season on him. Then he drops a joke on them and just cracks that open. Then they get into this other conversation, and we hear about his four-year relationship that ended a year and a half ago. And I went, huh, that's going to be a problem. Because for a woman, that's a long time. But for a man, they're going to go, that's just like yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not the fact that it's a four-year relationship and he got out of it. It's been a year and a half. It was a four-year toxic relationship. And so he said that, you know, he was made to feel like crap when he came home because he was 9 minutes late. Whatever happened, it was a toxic relationship. My question is, are you over that, though? If you've been in a toxic relationship for 4 years, are you ready to get married to a stranger a year and a half later?
Right. And that's why I kind of thought that they would have an issue with it. They didn't seem to have as big an issue. Now, they did ask, what has he done to heal himself? And he did say that he's a huge fan of mental health. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, it's a good thing, but he didn't answer, what did you do to heal yourself after this four-year relationship?
That's a problem. Because he brought up... Y'all listen too damn much.
Yeah, I listen to detail. They asked, what did you do to get over this relationship? He says, I believe in mental health. And then he starts talking about the going through counseling when his parents get a divorce and 14-year custody battle and all that. But he didn't specifically say, after this 4-year toxic relationship, here's what I did to get myself back and ready to be open to fall in love again. So I'm wondering how this is going to play out for him.
Yeah, that is true. I missed that. Here's the thing, though. Madison noticed when she's meeting up with her friends that they tell her, she's like, you didn't tell me that. And they're like, well, girl, y'all just met. So, I mean, y'all still in the introduction stage. And she's like, you know what? You're right. I feel comfortable in the fact, I'm happy that he felt comfortable around you guys to tell you that. Knowing that you're going to tell me. Because women don't keep those secrets to themselves.
Of course not. Well, and I get it. I get why he didn't tell her. They haven't had a chance to really have that deep of a conversation. I thought that was just a lot to share with her friends, knowing they're going to tell him. But I think Madison's concern is going to be not the looks and all that, but is he too accommodating? Is he a people pleaser? Is he going to be someone that she could walk all over?
So that's what you see as the red flag. But she likes to tweet, says, What I heard Alan say was, I suffered a lot as a kid of divorce, and I want to undo my trauma by having a family. Major red flag.
That'll fix it. That'll fix it. I dealt with a whole lot growing up, so here's what I'm going to do. You, let's get married.
Or is this that he knows what he doesn't want for his kids?
Yeah.
Because, look.
Possibly.
It can be that way. It's like. If you grew up without a dad in the house, you may want to always be there for your kids. Or you may learn from that and say, well, I turned out fine. I don't need to be there. It could go either way. You want him to go the other way? No.
Daddy be back.
The right way. Daddy's going for some cigarettes. I'll be back.
Yeah, Daddy be back. Going to get David a pack of smokes. I'll be right back.
Now, thank you, Happy Gardener. Is he looking for a do-over? Nah, he's learned what not to do. And that best piece of advice I ever got when I got into the industry is you can learn something from everybody. You can learn what to do or what not to do. It's up to you to decide which is which, but yeah. You gotta know the difference. I do see, let's see here. El Cid says, Alan was in a relationship with an FBI agent, sounds like.
Wow.
Hilarious. And Matt A. jumps in and says, man, I missed the first 25 minutes. Guess I'll be part of the live crew and the replay gang. Yeah, double dose. That's what I'm talking about.
Double dip.
Hey, do us a favor. Please hit the like button while you're in here. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you know when we do go live. You notice when they got back to the room, Alan ain't slick. Did you see when he did the, are those tattoos?
Yeah.
Are those tattoos?
Yeah. That's called a move. You know, that move works. Oh, you need help with your dress? What is this? That's the same move. Remember in college? Hey, let's go watch a movie in my room.
Hey, let me give you a massage. Let's go watch a movie.
I give great back massages. That's a move. Well played, Alan. Well played.
Yes, I'm not mad at him. And then it's like, because he's going about the tattoos, that he goes, gets all the way to zip all the way down. Like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. There's nothing under here. And he says, I see you in no drawers, and I raise you broccoli Speedo drawers. And he comes out with his.
Smart, because I think any woman would be like, you need to take those off. Now, they might finish that with and put something better on.
All I heard was the first part. Take it off.
But I don't think any woman wants to get in the bed with a man with broccoli on his Speedo underwear.
Yeah. Jay Sayso said Alan saw that bubble and was like, yep, I know what that needs. Broccoli. That's exactly what he did.
Maybe she probably wants a different type of broccoli, though. Just a thought.
Oh my God. That was so funny to see that. By the way, she likes to, he says, Madison must have lost a lot of weight or had plastic surgery because baby was feeling herself. And Alan was feeling her. So
yeah,
she knows good for her. She's gotten. Yeah.
Good for her. I mean, you put in the work, you lost some weight, you feel good about yourself. I totally get that.
Okay. Did she put in the work or did she get the work?
Doesn't matter. She looks where she's at now. Doesn't matter whether she paid for it or worked it out in the gym. This is where she's at now.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, Elson says, does the broccoli have a double meaning?
Yes. no telling what.
Happy God just says, Alan was thinking meat and two veg. She said, I wish a mother effer would come to bed in veggies. Hey, that man's looking out for your health.
I'm just saying, I've never seen a pair of healthy underoos before. Like superheroes, something like that. Hey, vegetables on your underwear.
You know you got to have your veggies.
I guess that's a new thing. Maybe that's a new thing. I'm just not aware.
Oh, my God. Next couple up, Camille and Thomas, right? And the thing that I notice is, first, Thomas tells Camille she's physically his type while they're having that first dance, right?
Yeah.
Like, she is the type of woman he likes that he goes for physically. Woman, you are it. He's happy. And she went, I can't even look at you because I don't know if you noticed this, but she did not look at him for more than half a second while she's talking to him.
No, no, she didn't. And she didn't reply back that, yes, you're my type too. She goes, I can tell that you seem like a good man. You're responsible. You have family. You keep them close. You pay your bills on time. Like, she's trying to find positive things to say that's not about his looks.
You're not 5'2". I believe you have a job. You don't live at home with your mama. Jay say so noticed too. Yeah, because it to me, it just stood out. Like, she could not. Like, she's like, I can't. It just, yeah, it was bad. Dina says Thomas had his eternal frown when he's smiling. Yo, what are y'all so mean to that man? Because Happy Gardner asked earlier, Nikki B, why does Thomas smile upside down?
This is how it is. This is how a guy is. He can't control that.
Yeah, well,
he's not purposely doing it.
We assume. There's the thing, though. As they're sitting down for dinner, Thomas does a David, right? And says, hey, there are people who think I'm kind of particular about things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do things a particular way, and they think it may be a little weird. Like, I have to eat all of one thing on my plate first. And she goes, oh, my God. Guess what? Me too.
We got a match.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she realizes how OCD Thomas is. So I don't think that they're not the same. But at least she's building some common ground. I get it.
Yeah. It is something that they can't, because she's like, that's not a big problem. That's not a big problem. By the way, y'all talking about Thomas's smile, and Assumptive B says, I like his frown. It's usually sexy. Or I guess unusually sexy. And meanwhile, AJ says Thomas looks like Beaker from Muppet Show. Damn it all, man. Elson says Thomas gives me Eeyore. Y'all, just me, Queen Empress. His brother's a good looking twin. They look the same.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Exact same.
They're identical. Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing that he does reveal, that he was in a 9-year relationship, right? And he says his ex wanted to get married and he didn't. Yet here he is 4 years later, ready to get married to a complete stranger. To which I ask you, red flag, orange flag, or yellow flag?
Back to the red flag, because 9 years is a long time. And he said that they just grew apart. She was ready to be married and he wasn't. So you were with someone for 9 years who was ready to be married to you, but you still weren't ready. Mm-hmm. Now, 4 years later, you're willing to get married to a stranger.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I think he's just ready to not be the single guy hanging out with all these married boys and brother.
So here's the thing. You say that he tells her this information. She sits down and she sits down with his brother and his groomsman. Thomas sits down with Camille's sister and her bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
Asked about his last relationship. And this reminds me of Love is Blind, because the story changed.
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
Well, it didn't change.
Oh.
It's just the whole truth didn't come out. Because when he was sitting with Camille, it was, we grew apart, and she was ready to get married, I wasn't. Then with her sister and the bridesmaids, it was, I cheated. It's like, so after 9 years, you decided to blow it up. Like, just blow up this relationship. I'm going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why would you tell them that?
I've questioned why he would do that, because you're telling them they're gonna right. judge you now, and what they go back to tell her, which you haven't told her yet, it's crazy to me. And if you think about it, because at the same time, at least the way they kind of showed it, Camille is asking Thomas's brother, his twin, about yeah. the 9-year relationship, and he did what any good wingman would do. He lied his ass off.
Yeah, he didn't lie.
Okay.
He just did a matrix around the spin. He did a matrix around the truth. Well, they just didn't quite agree on some things, and it didn't work. Yeah, he just did a matrix on it, but he didn't lie.
Yeah. No. It's he lied. It's the thing that I think is interesting, because when Camille hears about it from her friends, she's like, whoa, it's the first time I'm hearing about it. But she was fine with it when she found out when it happened. Because one of the things that they told her was, we know that's a deal breaker for you.
Right.
And like, well, it was 4 years ago. And it was at the end of the relationship. And she was like, oh, okay. So is she trying to let the process work? Trust the process?
I would think so, because some people in the real world, they might hear that and just be done with, mm-hmm. with, you know, getting to know that person. They just have to, we're not going to work out. So maybe she is just trying to trust the process. There's a whole lot of vetting that went into this. So maybe.
Happy Gardner says, hey, she wasn't the one. That's it. I mean, and that could be the case. But that's also why you don't stay with somebody for that damn long.
It's a long time to be with somebody that you realize is not the one. Like, was it 8 years and 6 months where you had that epiphany?
Yeah.
Oh, this is person's not it.
That's nuts to me. That's why I couldn't do it. By the way, this conversation's been happening in the live chat. Chocolate Citizen says his brother's more attractive. I'm a twin. I can always tell. Which you can always tell which one's more attractive or the difference between the two. There's a tell between the two. And it's in when his brother talks, he almost has a slight twitch. Or it's like Nikki B says, his twin had those Denzel dentures. Hey, this season is veneering. Let's be real. There's some serious choppers on this season. Let's not even pretend. Oh, nobody's feeling the fact that he cheated to end the relationship. Matt says cheating to get out is a bit of a punk move.
Yeah, just say you want to break up.
Yeah, just be, you know, straight up. So they get to the room, and the one thing he does do is, well, first of all, when she comes out, Camille comes out of the bathroom, she's like, whoa, you're in bed already. Like, it almost surprised her. Like, he should have been standing by the bed just waiting. The royal bed is waiting for you, my queen. I haven't touched the rose petals yet, so you do the honors. She probably would have had an issue with that. But here's what he did. He did ask her, what side of the bed do you want to sleep on? Right? He offered up which side.
Yeah.
Which, good or bad.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, because let's be real. We all have our sides, but mm-hmm. at some point, in this situation, you got to ask. Because if they were at his house, he'd be like, yeah, that's your side. Mm-hmm. I sleep over here, because he's very regimented in what he does. But in the hotel, doesn't matter. Pick a side.
The thing is, when she says she wants the side so that he can be by the door in case somebody comes in, he's like, well, I figured you'd say that. To be fair, he was sitting on that side of the bed initially.
Yeah.
So, good for him in this. I do agree.
He knew.
El Cid was obviously, fast forwarding, rewinding, and pausing, because she climbed over the bed and we got flashed. Not on my TV, so.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Go back and watch after. Next couple of MM and Ikechi, right?
Yep.
Now, Ikechi asked MM why she did the experiment. Did you like her answer? Because I thought it was good.
I thought it was good. I mean, it made sense. It was consistent, because that's the same thing mm-hmm. that she said in the very beginning. of episode one. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Then he told her, Ikechi told MM about the book he wrote after his last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wrote it to his future wife. And she's like, and you didn't give me that? And he was like, nah, because you are not my long-term wife. Okay, he didn't say those words, but that's what I got.
Yeah, and he said, no, I'm going to write you new ones. I think all that is game. I think that's his game that he uses with women. And because MM is so thirsty to be married and really wanting this to work out, she's just eating it up. But I think that's just game to me that he's saying.
Mm-hmm. It does feel like it, right? It really does feel like it. MM, I get why people were saying in the last recap that she was coming off a little thirsty, a little too eager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because why, women, why would you do this? Ladies, this is not the proper question to ask a man, because if he answers honestly, you get your feelings hurt and now you're mad. She says, am I your type? And he's like, nah, but you're black.
Well, let me look at my list.
Well, oh, I found one. Black.
Black. Check. Just start rolling the rest of it up.
Yo, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why do you put men in these situations? Do I look fat in this? Hold on. Why would you do this? You know how much you're into that man. You don't know. I feel sad for her sometimes watching this, man, because I love her joy to go through this process. And that's the thing about it. I love that for her. I just wish somebody was as excited as she was for this process.
Same. Like, I want her to find what she's looking for. I mean, I think just listening to her story, she's ready. It's not like she deserves it. She's in a place that she's wanting this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that Ike is feeling her like that. Just because she's black. Yeah. I don't think he's into her like that.
I like how you went to the name that we found out about when they got to meeting friends, because all of a sudden, MM is sitting down with the friends and we hear Ike. I'm like, who the hell is Ike? And why the hell didn't you say that from the beginning, brother? Have us over here struggling for two whole episodes trying to say your name when you could have just said Ike.
Ike.
The hell?
I'll make it easier on myself now. Ike, going forward.
That's I'm changing this graphic to Ike. Damn it, that's it from here on.
Which, why you would go with Ike, I would probably come up with a different nickname just because of the history.
Mm-hmm.
Name Ike, but...
I see what you did there.
I'm just saying, Ike was into music too. He was a creative too.
He had a way with words.
Yeah, he had a way with words.
Eat the cake, anime. Everybody remembers that line. So, back to these two, Ike and M. They're meeting the friends. And one of Ike's friends talk about him being cheated on by a woman that he was really in love with. And I thought this was going to go badly, but he just said he was really in. I mean, like, he was really in. Like, you wouldn't believe how in love he was with her.
Yeah.
You know when they say, I drink your bath water? He did.
Yeah.
That's what I expected to hear from this. I was like, what? But it kind of explained a lot that was going on with him, right?
It does. But here's what I wonder. When a man meets a woman and you hear about her last relationship, oh, he cheated on me, we don't think anything of it. We're just like, oh, well, you know, it happens. I wonder what women think when a man says that it ended because he was cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it happens. But for him to have been so madly in love and crushed and this woman cheats on him, I just wonder how women receive that when they meet him. Do they feel like, you know, wounded puppy, they want to take care of him? Or what? Just curious.
Yeah. No, very true. By the way, Nikki B says his friends told too much, in my opinion.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yanni would never do that. Tara was really in love with this other girl.
Yes. And let me tell you about her.
And she crushed him. She crushed him. I had to drive down to Austin to get him out of bed. He was so hurt.
By the way, Chocolate Suda says her, as an MM's cousin, can vet my potentials any day because he held Ike to the fire.
He did. He sure did. I'm sorry. El Cid's on fire today. I'm just like, some of her comments. But we think the penis is trash if the woman cheats. Got it. I liked her cousin and the grilling that he gave Ike. Because it had to be done, but it made sense. Did you see Ike's body language? He knew that he's in the hot seat and he is not doing well at all. Because it was great questions he was asking. So when would you last, you know, you were engaged before, how long ago was that? 20 years ago. Why didn't that work out? Because it didn't. Okay. So you haven't been with anyone else? You know, whatever. I've had a few short relationships. Well, why didn't they work out?
He didn't want to answer questions.
No.
Plain and simple.
No. And so you still want to have children? How many? Would be a nice start. He says, so you still want children? Yeah. I mean, what is Yeah. I think he can smell the BS that we're smelling.
Yeah. Like Mimi says, his answers weren't answering. He just really wasn't trying to give any of these. And the women love the cousin because Sedan's fan saying the cousin was fire. And it really felt that it felt like, you know, he's like, I have to do this.
Right.
Because I don't know you. So I need to do this. The thing I did notice here, because as we get to the end of this, everybody's in their, you know, they're in their rooms. One of the things that I saw pop up here, it says, when they got in bed, from B. Lewis, says, when they got in bed, I couldn't believe Ike said, don't get too close because my mama's watching. Now, come on. That was a joke, right?
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
You may not like Ike, okay? But you come on. You knew that was a joke. You knew that was
If David said it, it would make sense.
Yeah. By the way, when it comes to Ike, Happy Gardner says that's a way to westernize an African name. And I get it from the IKE, the letters, yeah. So Nikki B says most Nigerian names are shortened to Ike. Chocolate Suna says, I think Eisenhower, not Turner. LOL.
I think Turner when I hear Ike.
Dina says, my sister works in Nigerian who shortened his name to Ike. I guess it is a thing. She likes to tweet says, $10 says Ike will be on the next season of Ready to Love. He wasn't. Mavs Houston, now Mavs Chicago. But he made it on this time. So, but even speaking to them, she likes to also said, I can see why MM is single. I think that overly eager schoolgirl BS is annoying to most men. Yanni and Terrell, do you agree?
Do you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
I don't think it's annoying, personally. I think it just depends. You know, probably in my 20s when I was just being dumb, it would annoy me because I'm wanting to party and I don't care for all that.
Mm-hmm.
In my 30s, 40s, I admire it now.
Well, you admire it if you're into her. Let's be fair.
True.
Somebody eager about you that you are eager about, that's great. Somebody into you that you give two shits about, that's annoying.
That's when you call HR. You send me one more text. I'm calling HR. I'm not interested.
I thought I told you. You better stop. I thought I told you. You better stop. Like Dina says, if you're attracted to the person, it makes the difference. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's the same thing with Juan and Carlo because if, you know, there's an attraction, but it can also wear. So, why would you say that, Nikki B? MM is giving low end of the shy.
Wow.
Now, Alice the Great did say this earlier. I dated a mama's boy. I date a mama's boy. I date a man living at home. I wouldn't date a man who is both a mama's boy and is living at home. So each on their own is okay. It's just when you mix the two, it's like oil and water. They're fine separately, but when you put them together, that's a problem.
think it just depends on why you're living at home. If you're taking care of, you know, elderly, you know, family members, that would make more sense. But if it's just, you know, sold my place, I'm going to move home and just kind of see, eventually move out at 35, no.
All right. After seeing this episode, who is the cheating swapping partners? Have you changed your mind? Because you had last time Juan and who?
Madison, I think.
So you said Juan and Madison. You think that's still the case?
Oh, I don't know now. Because I don't, I think Juan is Madison's type for what she described. Well-groomed, you know, has come with that swag to him. Athletic.
Wow.
He fits that criteria.
Wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. But the one I don't think is Ike because there's only one black woman.
Narissa says Madison for sure. Nikki B says Ike and Thomas hook up. says, I think the blonde switch. Let's see. I saw this too. Happy Gardner says I could see MM and Alan hooking up. Anyone? Then, but here's the thing about it. She likes the tweet, says this production's trying to make us believe it's MM and Alan, but I bet the cheating is with someone off the show. Because they, so here's the thing. Terrell does not see and does refuses to watch the previews for upcoming episodes, right? I'm gonna go this season on Married at First Sight, Terrell goes bloop. And stops it, right? Because why?
Because I feel like they mislead us, make us think something is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we get to episode 10, that whole thing they've been hyping up is a nothing burger.
Right. They did do that to us before, so I understand your skepticism. And by the way, Elsa says, nah, M wants black. MM wants black. That's what Terrell says about Ike. I said Ike is going to go with Michelle because Michelle wants a light-skinned black dude. He is the light-skinned black dude, not David, the light-skinned cousin from his mama's basement to still smoke cigarettes. So I said those two possibly, but then seeing part of what they're showing is David having a texting controversy over there. So I don't know.
Yeah. Hype.
Yeah.
Now, all hype. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors.
It could be. Narissa says Madison did say Alan wasn't her type. But was it really? Because she said physically, but.
Physically.
Yeah. But once he started talking, and even her friend said that. And Chocolate City was, like you said, purposely didn't watch the preview. So we'll find out. So you're not changing your answer really in this, right?
No.
Right. Queen Empress is also there with you. No to the previews. I'm sorry. I got to watch it.
Yeah.
And see, Kitty, thank you. Thomas, I didn't think about that one. Thomas could be the light-skinned black dude. Do us a favor again. Hit the like button, subscribe, bell for notifications, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
You should have corrected me. It's the RGRT Pod.
I don't listen to you when you talk.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.